This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Raise your hand if a parent, grandparent, or an older, wiser caretaker of any kind has scolded you for not bundling up when the temperatures drop. If you're waving your arm frantically, you're far from alone. Across cultures and geographical boundaries, there seems to be a long-held, pervasive belief that sudden meteorological changes automatically trigger colds and flus. But does the theory really pan out? Well, yes and no. According to health experts, weather-driven sickness is a thing, but the temperature itself is more of an indirect cause of the resulting illness. In other words, it's not the cold itself that makes you sick, but the environmental factors related to it. A 2002 meta-analysis found that exposing your skin to chilly temperatures doesn't automatically make you more susceptible to the common cold. What does likely set you up for sickness is the drop in humidity associated with that sudden drop in temperature. The mucous membranes in your eyes, nose, and lungs all dry out. Those mucous membranes are your first, gooeyest line of defense against bacteria and viruses, so losing the goo makes you more susceptible to sickness. And because viruses are more likely to survive and replicate in cold than in heat, you're more likely to get sick when the weather turns frigid. In a 2010 study, Columbia University's Jeffrey Shaman and his colleagues compared 30 years' worth of climate records to health records. They determined that flu epidemics almost always followed a drop in air humidity. Their evidence was reviewed in a 2015 study and replicated again in a 2009 analysis of the swine flu pandemic. The research paints a pretty compelling picture of why and how dry air fosters this kind of cold and flu free-for-all. When there's moisture in the air, the particles we release from our noses and mouths when we cough and sneeze stay large. But in dry air, they break into tiny pieces that can stay suspended in the environment for hours or even days, creating a virus-filled cloud for us to inhale. Furthermore, when it starts getting cold, we're more likely to stay indoors for more of the time, exposing ourselves to that virus soup.
One easy trick to lowering your risk for illness during the colder months is to run an air humidifier. A 2013 study found that doing so for just an hour a day could kill 30% of the airborne viruses in schools. But like everything else in life, balance appears to be key, since some pathogens, like mold, actually thrive in humid environments. And of course, relying on good old standbys like vaccines and hand washing is always a good idea to reduce your risk, whether you bundle up in cold weather or not. Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other bundled topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.